All right. Hello and welcome to Media Munchies Podcast. We're back again. It's probably been a long time because, work. You know.
Because also, we're stoners.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that we're lazy, but we just...
We have other priorities.
We take a while. We take our time. We're back again, though. We're back again.
Wait, isn't that a song that's like...
Step aside, I'm back again. So hyped, so lit. Adrenaline. I'm Chantelle, say what? Started as a baby, now I'm all grown up. Okay, I'm not going to sing the whole thing. But I think that song was appropriate. Maybe you didn't mean that song. Did you mean that song?
But that was a good song.
Okay, yeah, it was a good song.
Either way, good song.
Because it's related to the topic, which is Drag Race.
Wait.
All Stars.
By the way, this is 5. Logan speaking again, and yeah, I'm Gaudi.
I just thought maybe they'd know by now. Because no. It's like, who else do I have on the podcast?
Are you so sure that they wouldn't start with this one? Because they make the poster look super nice.
Oh, yeah, maybe this one is the one that draws in all the new people, and they're like, I don't even know who these people are. Ha, ha, ha. But this podcast is super successful, so I'm going to watch it. Sorry. That's just my impression of the fan. God.
We sound like narcissists. We're but not.
You know this is all a joke. Because
this is a big
it's
joke.
Absolutely all a joke.
It's a joke.
But it's Leo season, so we're allowed to have a little fun. But anyways, we're back with All Stars 5.
And talking with your favorite Leo.
Oh, yes. My favorite Leo.
Yay.
Talking about some Leos. Well, one Leo specifically.
The love of my life.
Alexis Mateo.
Oh, my God.
She, I think, was my favorite. And, I mean, this weird start to it.
Yeah.
But we were going to talk about the cast first. And she's part of the cast. If you didn't know, you should know, though.
You should know, though. I mean, yeah, if you're looking for a review and you are not interested in what we're talking about, obviously, you don't have to know.
I just mean, like, you should know. Because, like, Alexis Mateo's name should be broadcast across the nation.
I agree with that.
As being the star. You know what I'm saying?
Can you please cut me out? Because I felt like I opposed you for no fucking reason.
No, it's fine. We're allowed to have a little back and forth.
Don't go British on me.
Silly little bloke.
What the fuck?
That's a British rapper. Sorry, you've seen the TikTok probably. But anyways, Alexis Mateo was part of the cast. And when I saw this cast, I was like, there's some faves, there's some not faves. And what was your impression of these people? You have the picture in front of you right now.
So, I obviously knew Shay. Obviously. And I love Shay. So, there was no question about that. And I used to watch... Review with the Jew.
Yeah, Miss Cracker's Review with a Jew.
Miss Cracker is beautiful.
Yeah.
But also, we will get to it at some point, yeah. I guess.
Of course we will.
But there's like, I'm like icky about that. Angina, love it for sight. She's like a small, cute, like, I want to like, protect her.
I know.
Like, she's like a baby. I'm like,
I know. Egg in a nest.
like a, no, but I also get like a wholesome vibe.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. She's so wholesome and
she's
sweet.
She's still like naive and
yeah.
I feel like she needs to
I felt bad.
Like, Angina, I love. I didn't know too much about India Ferrer, to be honest.
Well, yeah, she was not on their season for that long.
Derek Berry, the... No offense.
I feel that but also, like, she interests me because she's so...
She's got so much drama, but I also don't care about that on Drag Race. Like,
you do care about the drama, girl. You're a Leo.
I do care about the drama, but I don't
but
like...
But not Derek Barry's drama.
Derek Barry's drama is, like, cheap shit.
She just had some...
It's not even good, like, entertainment quality drama. Yeah. It's like... It's half-assed is what I mean.
Yeah.
The drama is not worth it.
I mean, I think she had her funniest moments off the show when she was on the show Wait What, which is like a YouTube show with Drag Race queens. And she says like some funny, like dumb things. And I think that's a big highlight of her, but on the show she was just kind of mean and she just kind of attacked Bob the drag queen and like Naomi Smalls for no reason. And it was like, why? And they both clapped back and she got her ass beat. So it's like, sorry, that's what you get.
Yeah, and also like the whole Britney thing, I'm over it.
Oh, absolutely.
There is not much else to Derek Berry, unfortunately.
Blair St. Clair.
Love.
When I saw Blair, I was like, oh, boring.
Here's the thing. I had
and I was like, you're a good introduction. You're going to be mediocre on the show. And was I right that she was mediocre on the show?
Yeah, but can I please just say there have been good Blair moments? Like, she's got good taste in fashion.
Yeah.
You have to give her that.
I guess.
But that was the only thing.
No, she had some good outfits.
Like, as a person, I don't know too much about the whole, come here with my best every day. I don't believe that shit.
Oh, yeah. She was like,
yeah, I don't believe I'm that the shit. Best. Yeah, I don't believe that shit, but yeah, okay. She's not the worst. There's worse people here. Obviously.
Ooh.
And shade. Jujubee, oh my god.
Yeah, I was excited to see Jujubee as well.
Jujubee was so cute.
And on the show, yeah.
Jujubee's a cat person, you guys.
Exactly. That was truly amazing.
So many good Juju moments.
Yeah.
So many.
But besides the cast, like when they all came on, it was like, yeah, obviously Shay's slaying the game. But then there was the lip sync assassin twist. First of all, I think it was a good idea to change up the format from just the regular lip sync for your legacy, because I don't know if that was working out. If we remember what happened with Manila.
You don't say the M word in this house unless you want to listen about 20 minutes of why Manila is fucking great and she deserves to come back and she deserves a crown and she doesn't, like, she deserves her own hall. Forget being inducted in one. She deserves her own hall of fame. Manila Luzon is a beauty goddess. Like, I'm sorry.
But you mean, off. You mean...
That was so fucked up. Yeah, everything about it, she was undeniably going to win.
Obviously.
And everybody fucked it up. And there's like, who was indicted instead of her?
Monet and Trinity. It was the double win. Careful what you say. Uh-oh. Oh no, my computer's fine.
Manila is the best, hands down.
Yeah.
I love her. She's everything in the world.
But season 3 Manila, what?
Okay, listen. I swear to God, I went back and watched it. I want to punch her in the tits.
But she was young, so you know. Bad. She was a bit...
Like, you need to, like, stop with being so cocky.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like, okay, I'm going to talk about this later, but also this is the only difference between Shay and Manila in my eyes. Because they're all super talented.
Yeah.
Is that Shay actually does shit... And then
boasts and says, look at what I did.
And in a funny way.
I slayed it.
In a funny way, not in a demeaning way. Yeah. But Manila was a bitch on season 3. And she deserved to get cut. But she got her karma. What was wrong is she being cheated out because Leos do that. They get cheated out. This is shit.
Wow. The thing was...
Sorry. I love Manila.
The thing was Manila would brag and say, like, I'm the best one. I'm slaying the game. And she was somewhat slaying the game on season 3. But then she was also so mean, and I just didn't like it.
Yeah, because she was demeaning and not... She was not hyping herself up. She was...
Tearing other people down.
Yeah.
And so there's a difference between her and Shay. Obviously, because Shay was really nice. Remember when she was, like, hugging on Jaina and being like, you're great. The level of professionalism. The level of... Ugh. But anyways.
Yes. Shay is save her for the last.
Oh, of course. But we were talking about lip sync assassins. What did you think of the choices? We had Evie Oddly, Alyssa Edwards, Monet Exchange, Miss Vanjie, Morgan McMichaels, Roxy Andrews, Kennedy Davenport. I think their definition of a lip sync assassin was sort of weird because not all of these people did I expect to be there. Like, Morgan McMichaels, yes, she did a great lip sync, but I never considered her a lip sync assassin because she only won
one
lip sync. And although she did turn it out, like, on All Stars 5, but I just didn't expect her there. And Evie Oddly, I didn't even see as a lip sync assassin because it's not like she... Like, she beat people, but only in the finale. She had a tie, and she did a great lip sync. However, that being said, I'm not super upset that their definition was so broad. I think their definition was just, like, they were good at lip syncing. And they did a stellar performance in at least one of their lip syncs. And not, they assassinated more people. So maybe they shouldn't have called it lip sync assassin. Maybe... Yeah, I mean, I get it, to say lip-sync assassin, but when I think of lip-sync assassin, I think they lip-synced and they took out a lot of people out of the competition. Like, I would say, you know, Cameron Michaels is like, the lip-sync assassin, because she took out, like, Ms. Cracker, she took out Monet Exchange, like, boom, boom, boom. But within the lip-syncs, we also had some opinions of that, like, on All Stars 5.
Right.
Of how they did. Evie, her lip sync was amazing.
That was expected.
And then Alyssa Edwards.
Bombed.
I could not believe it. Shay was doing so well, and I would look to Alyssa.
Call her a dancing queen.
And then for her to pull that.
I feel like she didn't, like, she's just like, I'm sorry, I'm done.
Yeah, is she tired or something? Like.
She must have been.
Sorry. Not as if I could dance better.
It's just when people look up to you for dancing and yeah. You know you're going up against Shay. Like,
well, she didn't know who she was going up against.
Well, yeah, but she's an assassin.
She knows she's going up against somebody.
Who's the winner. So
yeah, exactly.
It has to be that they have...
So it has to be Shay, the winner.
Yeah. Everybody knew as soon as they knew... That yeah. Shay was in the cast, that...
They were like, okay, winner.
okay. It was all, everybody just fighting for second and third place at that point.
Real.
But
the thing was, like, there was a little bit of anticipation, because we were like, oh, maybe there's a chance she could trip up. And she did land in the bottom. But then she just kept slaying it, right? So it was like, okay, there's no doubt.
How did she trip up?
She was in the bottom once.
Oh, yeah, I remember the challenge.
She didn't even do that badly, though, in my opinion. They were like, your outfit sucks. And I was like, her outfit was very good.
Yeah, I have to say that Alyssa shouldn't be called a dancing queen.
Yeah.
She's not gonna dance.
Title revoked, Alyssa Edwards. And Kennedy Davenport, I was sort of disappointed.
Obviously.
But Morgan, Roxy, Monet, and even Vanjie did well. Although, what do you think? Was up there.
I think Vanjie was more, like, memorable. Only because of the tension. Otherwise, people wouldn't have remembered her, like, performance. But also... But also, I feel like there was a lot of tension. There was a lot of tension.
And perhaps she was holding back. I don't know. It would be scary if...
She had Alexis,
Alexis's lipstick.
Yeah.
She could have gone
It was
home.
Nice, though. She's so cute. She said she would have thrown it.
Yeah, she was like, if I had Alexis's lipstick, I would have thrown that to the side. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Her voice is really like, when she talks, you know that.
It's,
you've heard her speak. It's
southern,
cute, and I love her.
It's the southern accent.
Well, yeah.
That I really love. What else are we talking about? Yes, the voting.
Oh, yeah.
What do we think about the voting? I have certain things to say.
First of all, I definitely think they added the voting so there'd be more drama, so they could be like, you voted for me to go out of the competition, like, after that. So nobody would be in the clear. Because when they had just the lip sync for your legacy, they'd be like, oh, this one person and I have beef. But then if other people voted for you, you could potentially have beef with everyone because everyone's in the hot seat then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, ooh, everyone's like, ooh, pressure to vote for the right person. Yikes. Yes, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say it was very narcissistic of the frat girl. to yeah. change an entire system of thinking.
Roomocracy.
What the fuck is roomocracy?
Of
fuck
course,
you.
It's a roomocracy. Stop, stop. Everything's change. A roo something.
Stop trying to create a cult. You frack. Woo! Stop that shit.
Oh, the fracking? Oh, no, not that.
Oh, the culting? Oh, no, not that.
Just imagine me as, like, we're like Bob and Peppermint. Although, Bob and Peppermint are two of the best queens of all time, but
agreed.
That's just my opinion.
Agreed.
But, yeah.
So, anybody who doesn't know Alexis Mateo is a Leo, anybody who doesn't know Manila is a Leo, and guess what?
Guess what?
They get robbed.
Yes, exactly. So Alexis, I think, was robbed from the very start. Should have won the first challenge. I don't know why India Farah won it.
What the fuck was up with that?
I know.
What the fuck
Alexis
was up with that?
Alexis is dancing. They were like, they wanted to give India the win. They felt sorry for her for not doing well on her season.
Are you kidding? She danced her butt off in
Alexis,
front of
yeah.
in front of Ricky Martin. It was more. It was way more than a stupid competition for Alexis at that point.
Yeah.
She was dancing to seduce, and oh. everybody knew that. And when Leos do it...
You should listen to that. You should see.
You should fucking give them the crown.
Who's immune to Leos? What sign would you say is immune to Leos?
Scorpios.
And RuPaul is a Scorpio.
Capricorns.
Capricorns aren't immune to Leos.
Yes, they are.
I doubt it.
Yes, they are. Moving on.
Capricorns are immune to every sign.
That is true.
They they're a solid brick wall. They're like, no.
Agreed.
Next. But like, good for them. Good for I love them. Capricorns.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know you do. Moving on.
Moving on.
The next challenge... I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with Daddy Yankee.
He's my man, he's my papi when he sings
reggaeton.
I get really happy. I get sassy. Got me nervous and really gassy.
Okay, I know you love it. We don't have to sing the whole thing here.
I love, oh my god, look at
yeah, it's loud. It's loud.
I really, really, really love.
Alexis Mateo should have been in the top. Maybe she wasn't because the choreography of her group was basic as hell, but she had to make it basic for Jujubee in India.
Are you shading Juju?
I'm sorry. She can't do choreography.
But she bought it at the end.
Well, she did bring it at the end, obviously. But I feel like every time somebody's like, oh shit, this is the final challenge and I can't do choreography. Like, eventually they turn it out. Except Trinity Taylor. Okay, but I'm not... No shade here.
Sure.
Sure. I mean, I was a Monet Exchange fan and I wanted her to win by herself. But, I mean, Trinity did have the most challenge wins or whatever. But so did Miss Cracker. You know what? They should have just crowned Monet. That's just my opinion. People might not agree with me. But, yeah.
I have nothing to say about it. I wasn't invested.
I know. But, anyways, to the I'm in Love challenge, that song, I think, was really great.
So, Alexis, mwah, mwah, I love you.
Yeah.
You are amazing. You have talent. You can actually write your songs and sing it.
Yeah.
Really, really well in one shot. Good job.
And Shay, I think her verse was definitely the best. I mean, she said it. She was like,
oh my god.
But were you surprised? And I was like,
that was so
hot.
That's
what I was thinking.
That was
I was
so
like,
hot.
I was like, damn, she did amazing, but I'm not surprised. And then she's like, but were you surprised? And I was like, girl, I love you. I love you.
That is the confidence that I'm talking about.
I also think Miss Cracker did well.
Sylvester Stallone. Oh my god, yes, I get it. Rambo,
let me pick
Rocky
this
Nine.
Let me pick this for you.
Creed.
That the man is my creed. Make
oh
me want to play Rambo till I can't pick my feet up. I'm
good,
in love.
Good,
I'm in
good.
Love. She did, yeah, she did well.
She did well.
And
John Stamos?
John Stamos.
Jujubee? Good.
You love that one. Blair? Even Blair. I loved Hannibal Lecter. Well, of course, because I love Hannibal Lecter.
Also Twink.
Blair?
Yeah. It's like Twinks have a type.
That. I'm speechless. But Will is not a twink. He's definitely an otter. Which you found out what that was yeah. recently.
Yeah.
Well, because he has hair, right?
No, I get that, but also... He's got when the... I say twinks have a type, I meant me. You and Blair.
I know, but, like, I'm not attracted to Hannah, but, like...
Stop with the
Don't
lying.
Don't be so mean!
Stop with the lying! Stop with the lying.
He's too old. Old man isn't my type, that's yours.
What the fuck?!
Girl, come on.
I like Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra, Enrique Iglesias.
Nobody.
Not nobody, but we're just going to continue. So, I also wanted to talk about the bad ones, or quote-unquote the bad ones, as in the ones that were in the bottom, because...
Okay, before you go off about the bad ones.
I know. I'm just saying Angina was in the bottom, so I'm not saying she's the bad... Sorry, I messed up the wording before I even... got to it, but
I love Angina. She didn't do bad. I love her.
Yeah, I liked hers. I think maybe it was just the performance that got her in the bottom. I don't know. Her lyrics were good. Henry Cavill. Oh wait, also maybe her voice.
Yeah, but she was sick, and also yeah, like it really wasn't the worst ones that stuck out to my head in this challenge, I guess. Yeah, I kind of liked it. It was still catchy, well written. So I'm like. I like Angina.
Yeah. I didn't like Mariah's. It was kind of basic. Yes, I'm that bitch. Yes, I'm that bitch. He'll fillet me. He will slay me. I was like, okay. whatever. Jason Momoa. Sometimes I get that stuck in my head. He is my Aquaman. Just, I'm in love with Jason Momoa.
Yeah, it's just said in a very weird way. And also,
it's funny.
Also, we kind of watched the thing recently.
Oh, yeah. We just watched this episode because we wanted to rewatch it to relive
get in the mood.
Get in the All Stars 5 mood. Because this, I think, was one of the best episodes, if I'm being honest. Even though Alexis didn't win. But I also want to talk about another best episode. Well, it wasn't the best because, again, Alexis didn't win. But it was the Snatch Game episode.
Oh, my God.
Because that Snatch Game was so insane. Not just insane, but like some of the best Snatch Games that I've seen, I think, were in that. And that was Walter Mercado.
Eartha Kitt.
And Flava Flav.
Oh my God. Wow. And everybody else bombed.
Everybody
and
else
it's
didn't,
very sad.
Like, was not even
it was...
on the radar. Especially not that horrible, horrible Jeffree Star. Bad choice. Bad performance. Just all around
India
cringe.
Fera was ugh. Also, yeah. Also, like, Miss Cracker, I don't know how you sucked that bad. Because how?
Yeah.
Snatch Game is supposed to be, like, in your belt.
Yeah. Like, she did well in the improv challenge, so I was like, she's gonna do well at Snatch Game. But no, she did not do well.
She bombed pretty bad, too.
Yeah. No, but I loved Alexis's first, like... It was one of my favorites because there were two people bombing around her.
and she still
managed to
yeah.
turn it out. And she used their failures as like...
Yeah. Cushions.
Cushions to be like, mwah, mwah. You know what I did. I did the Walter Mercado thing, which I really want to watch the documentary because she got me interested. That's how well she played that character. And... Shay did amazingly, and she had good banter.
Please don't go British on me.
With Jujubee, who is Eartha Kitt, and she had some really great jokes, too.
Jujubee did so well.
Yeah.
When I was watching Jujubee, I'm like, I'm in no way capable of being a drag queen, but if I lived like Eartha Kitt, my life would still be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I... like Jujubee.
You were inspired.
I like Jujubee a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I know we haven't spoken too much about Mayhem. Mm.
Oh, yeah, Mayhem.
Mayhem a lot, but Mayhem had one nice moment where she's like, bitch, it's not feeling authentic.
Oh, yeah. I liked her confessionals because she had a lot of funny things to say. She was like, is this for real? Or are you just playing a game about Miss Cracker? And she gave the facial expressions. Like, she gives good, like, dramatic facial expressions where she's like, gasp. Excuse me? What the fuck did you just say? And it's like, yeah, I like Mayhem.
She's really funny.
Yeah. I would hang out with Mayhem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I would hang out with any drag queen.
Yeah, except for India Farah, because
I hate India Farah.
Well,
and also the people who kicked Manila out. So fuck
Naomi them Smalls.
All. Fuck them all. I still hate Naomi Smalls. Bitch, gonna get her leg torn.
Wow, you have no filter.
Yeah, drag makes me.
Well, because you're like, I'm gonna read a bitch, and then you just like read. You do a Blair St. Clair at the comedy challenge.
Oh my god!
But not as cringy, you know what I'm saying?
You just compared me to the worst person
who bombed,
and then you're like, you're not that bad, but you could be. What is this? Oh my god, listen, I'm walking out of this podcast right
now. It was just that she was trying to read people. Remember, she was trying to read RuPaul, and yeah, she was just like mean.
Some people can't
do it, because they just end up
sounding...
They're
just supposed to be nice people.
Yeah.
Without a single mean bone in their body.
Oh, yeah, true. It was... Oh, that was funny. It reminded me of, like, Farrah Moan at the roast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like... Ooh. But I just wanted to talk about India Farah.
Garbage.
But the drama that she caused, I could not believe. Because she goes to Shay, and it's obviously... I feel so bad, because... Now, thinking back, it was obviously a ploy to kind of stay in the competition, but to throw somebody under the bus like that...
Also, somebody who helped you and believed
in
you. Yeah,
somebody who helped you, believed in you, was your friend.
Was your season three sister.
Yeah, quote-unquote season three sister. To be like, yeah, she was trying to sabotage you. To try and get Alexis out of the competition.
I didn't get a crown, so you're not going to get one. That was a shitty.
She was just desperate. And it's like, I feel bad, whatever. You were in the bottom four times. But come on, please, just...
Grow some balls.
Learn to just fight for yourself and not throw other people into your mess. Wow. We are getting savage. You were right. But, like, the thing is, we were obviously believing Alexis.
Leos can't lie. Okay, we can't lie to save our lives. The only thing we know is to stand our ground. So it's hard.
Yeah. She did stand her ground.
The thing is, even if Alexis ever did, you know, campaign, quote unquote.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have been able to stand there and look Shay in the eye. It's just not possible.
Yeah, I feel that. It would, yeah. Honestly.
And she's been open, like, so open with Cracker, yeah. Too, when she calls out Cracker. She's like, bitch, ooh, I can...
I remember that.
I can go for... I can come for you if I wanted to, but I'm not that bitch. She says that.
But the thing was, like, Cracker did have it coming.
Cracker was a bitch.
Well, at the start of the season, remember? She was like, Angina, you didn't believe in yourself, so...
She got into Angina's
You should have. You should have gone home, because you didn't believe in yourself. And, I mean, like... She was being honest, she was being straight up, she was being a very big Aries. But it's just a mean thing to say, and you just know, you just need to learn when to be quiet. Yeah, basically Miss Cracker should learn to keep things to herself, and I feel like she did learn. And then eventually she had an honest moment, but it wasn't an honest, like, really mean moment. Like, she was being mean, but I feel like this was in a less mean way. If you remember what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, I do.
When she was assigning the...
challenges.
The who would go in what order in the comedy challenge. She was like, okay, this is a competition, so I'm going to...
Try and fuck you up.
Do this to my advantage. And she did great in the challenge, although I do think Shay should have won. But that's just my opinion. But Miss Cracker... told them straight up what she was gonna do, and I was like, oh, I admire that so much more than being shady and being like, I'm putting you in this spot because, like, you're my friend and I'm just trying to be nice to you, when you're actually, like, sabotaging somebody, like Gigi Good and Nikki Doll in season 12. So yeah, Miss Cracker had a journey where at first I was like, what is she doing? And then I was like, okay, I respect her now. What do you think?
I like Miss Cracker most of the times, but in the beginning I really did want to punch her. Like,
yeah,
a couple of times. She
fair.
Was mean to Angina, she was mean to Alexis, she had beef with, like, almost everybody.
Yeah.
And she just wasn't... I think she was in her head, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
She did do really well, though. Like, she won three challenges and
she did.
Got out of her head, quote unquote, whatever that means. The judges like to say, you were in your head. And they also like to say, it was your inner saboteur. And it's like, what do those even mean anymore?
You know what I'm saying? When I said in your head, I meant like socially and emotionally. She was bad in the beginning. Like, she was in her head. She didn't know how to, like, be with the competitors.
Oh, yeah. Didn't know how to get along with people. And it was like,
yeah,
come on, girl. And then she got along with Shay later.
Pick her pussy up.
Yeah. And everyone was sort of, I don't know, as the time went on, she had adjusted more, I guess.
Yeah.
And I would say I'm glad she made it to the top three, because I think she did deserve it. She really showed it. If she hadn't done well, I wouldn't have cared either way, but...
Either way, I wanted Alexis on the top. I'm sorry, but, like, yeah. I don't know without who, though, because I you know I have a thing for Jujubee. I have more of an attachment.
But you know it would have been bittersweet to see Shay win when Alexis is...
That's true.
There.
That is true.
It's sad because you go, I wanted Alexis to win so badly. But this time it was like, okay, unanimously, I want Shay to win. That was it. I didn't have, like, any disappointments or anything like that. Which, I don't know, with Crystal Method and Jada, right, it was kind of bittersweet because you were like, yes, Jada won, but, oh, Crystal Method didn't win. You know, it would have been that exact situation.
Yeah, because you pick the freaking winning queen all the time, and then I love the underdog, and then
no,
they get sent home.
Crystal was my favorite of the top three.
Really? Then why, why were you happy when Jada won? I wasn't happy. I thought Crystal was robbed. I still stand by it.
But the thing was, I sometimes, most of the time, base it off how they did in the challenges. And although Crystal was robbed in certain challenges, in some, I just feel like she didn't live up to the level that Jada was at.
Look, professionalism isn't everything. And, like, I know it's a big thing in, like, drag
just
race. Just
talent and doing well in the challenges.
Hey, get off Crystal's back. And mine, too. She did really well. I thought Crystal was super professional. Maybe not to your standards, because someone here is a control freak. So if things are not perfect, they go crazy. So I get why you would want Jada to win, because there's that level of professionalism, control.
Hey, I did want Crystal to win. I just feel like Jada was the deserving winner. Sometimes it be like that, because it's like, you can want, let's see. I wanted
Shay to win.
You wanted Adore Delano to win, but you do feel like Bianca was the deserving winner.
Yeah, because she was hands down more funny.
The point is
to entertain, and for me, in this case, I was more entertained. Oh,
you prefer comedy?
Yeah.
And well, I think Jada was very entertaining. She did well in the political challenge.
Yeah, but I was more entertained with
okay,
with Crystal and Crystal's back mullet. It was cute. Crystal's wholesome.
Yeah, she's great.
I want the wholesome people to win.
Obviously, RuPaul wasn't so attracted to her mullet that he made her win, or otherwise people would say, it's rigged. It was the mullet that did it.
It wasn't just the mullet. That's not Crystal's entire persona.
Well, of course,
she's a club kid.
But she emphasized it in, like, a smart way, obviously. I think she was smart about it.
She was smart about it, and she was also witty and also a club kid. And she stayed true. You knew Crystal's brand
but it was throughout. It was unfortunately the only thing that RuPaul could focus on, you know?
Because RuPaul's brain, as we know, is filled with fracking, and really, where do the judgments come from? Can we really trust RuPaul's judgment?
No.
But that is something for another day.
RuPaul is old. That's all I have to say.
RuPaul needs to step the fuck down. Can we just call it Drag Race?
Yeah. Well, obviously. Well, we're not going to put RuPaul's Drag Race in the title of this video. I was thinking Drag Race All Stars 5. That's episode... I don't know what episode we're on. Are we on episode 8?
8.
Wow. Episode 8, Drag Race All Stars 5. And
We can do this later.
We're not going to have RuPaul in it. Sorry, I'm getting a control freak. I'm just trying to tell you my vision. Okay, my vision.
I'm trying to tell you to...
stay focused? Okay, you know what? I thought maybe people would want to hear my vision, but okay, apparently
it's
not.
It's a great vision. I'm sorry. It's that they're going to see it anyway, yeah. But they don't need to hear you think about it.
Wow. It's like I'm in my head.
You can tell me.
The judges would say, you were too in your own head. You were overthinking it.
You were speaking to your saboteur. Oh my god, I love that she had a name for her saboteur.
Oh yeah, was great.
I didn't even say it right.
But I think... okay, here's another thing that I wanted to talk about. The fact that they made everyone who didn't win be in the bottom, that was the snakiest twist. I was so pissed with that, especially since Alexis and Jujubee did so well in that episode, the Snatch Game episode, and they were like, oh, sorry, you're actually in the bottom.
And then there was drama.
And then the India thing happened.
So...
India really jumped on that opportunity, huh? Like, come on.
Why is she being a bitch?
I don't know.
Like, can I just say we boycott India for the rest of our lives? From media, content, mentioning the
name. Wow.
I mean, not the name India, because actually...
that's a country.
That's a country that you shouldn't probably name yourself. People call it cultural... Whoa. Appropriation, and I can say it because I'm Indian.
Yeah.
So fuck you.
Yeah.
No, here's the thing. This is not my problem with having a name, like having a country as your name, because Manila. But the thing is, Manila is from there. She has a right to the name if she wanted to call it, but also to have the narcissism to say that you're an entire country, questionable.
Yeah, and Manila isn't a country, it's like a
city. And people have city names, that's like not...
My dad's stage name is Johnny Toronto. Wow, did we call him out? No, he's from Toronto, he's fine.
He's fine, exactly.
Actually, he's from Ottawa, oh my god.
Oh god.
But he moved to Toronto, you know what?
He lives there right now. Right to the city.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So overall, what did you think of this season overall?
This is one of the best seasons, hands down.
I would have to agree with you, honestly.
The drama, the entertainment, the talent,
the competitors.
But also, like, Mariah, like, there's just some people thrown in for, like, reasons.
Wow.
Unknown.
Wow. Shade. The shade.
I'm sorry. I feel like I have no filter in this podcast.
Well... that's fine. I think that's the best podcast.
I think this is like the Leo season.
It could be. It could be.
I'm sorry. I love all drag queens. I respect the arts so much. I'm no one to talk. I barely have a talented bone in my body.
We should have given this disclaimer.
Yeah.
When we're insulting them, we're insulting their run on the show and how they present themselves on the show. And we realize it's a reality TV show. And we're not insulting them as people, and we're not insulting them as performers outside of the show, because we don't, like, we haven't seen them.
Yeah.
Wow. Jinx.
Jinx.
Jinx Monsoon!
Wow. Jinx Monsoon!
We know we have this psychic connection.
Yes, we do. Sometimes me and Logan just play this thing where we think about the songs
that we're
gonna play, and it's always the same
shit. We always know which
one. We know which one.
I go, which Zayn song am I thinking of? And you're
and
like,
then I
you wish you knew.
We just know. And then 2 minutes ago, I was like, oh, Logan says they want a break and wants to listen to the music.
Oh, yeah.
And we know which one it was.
Sikapate, ishtapate.
Sikapate.
There's too much singing on this.
I like it. Okay, I can stop now.
Okay.
Also, I really, really like it. It being Drag Race Season 5.
All Stars 5.
Yeah, sorry, All Stars.
It's okay.
All Stars Season 5.
Season 5 was good too, though. So I recommend it. And I like how at the end of every podcast, I'm like, yes, I would recommend this media. Because, like, I worry maybe people who don't know this are listening, in which case we literally spoiled it all. But, sorry. But the thing is, like, I just want to be real about the media we're talking about. And be real about whether I recommend it or not. Sorry, that's the dumbest thing ever. Okay, but overall, yeah, I think it was a really good season. I had fun the whole time, and I think the winner was very satisfying. Congratulations, Shea Coulee. She did amazingly.
Shea Coulee!
Every time...
Shea Coulee!
Are you talking
about... Who was the annoying bitch?
Raja.
Yeah.
Wow. So mean to Raja as well.
I don't like
Fashion
Raja.
Photo review. Sometimes their opinions Shea on there is like, Coulee. What?
No, also like really judgment. Oh, in the comedy scene, we forgot to say Shea Coulee's dress.
Toot.
Toot!
Shoot. That red dress, amazing.
Also the skin one that she won.
Oh, my God.
Can I just say, as a woman, I'm so, so happy to see disproportionate boobs and titties that point in different places.
Yeah.
Shea Coulee, you're a woman. You are sexy. I love you. So attractive. Oh, my God. I was so happy. That was, like, perfect for the skin tone. Perfectly bedazzled. Perfect. Everything was just...
Absolutely. Winning. Yeah. When I saw that, I was like, okay, winner.
Yeah. We all knew Shea was winning, so this isn't really like a spoiler.
Yeah. Or a surprise at all.
Not a surprise.
And it was very well deserved. So congratulations, Shea. Congratulations, all the other competitors, except
also,
for India
Farah. Also, Alexis Mateo, you won my heart.
Oh, yeah. Alexis definitely
you
won
our
You are
my
hearts.
Winner. I love you. Also, I really, really hope that Ricky Martin called you.
Oh,
and
yeah,
told
yeah.
You that Ricky, like, they love you. And also, Daddy Yankee called
oh, yeah.
you and said that you're the best and gave you so much love.
Because you deserve it.
Oh,
my gosh. We love Alexis Mateo.
She's the best Leo in the world. If you want to see...
And that's coming from a Leo.
And also, I'm
that,
sorry.
This Leo doesn't want to say, I'm the best Leo in the world. That's something.
Yeah, that is something. I would only step down for Manila
and Alexis.
Everybody else, I am the best Leo. I am.
I believe it.
This is Leo season, and I'm owning it.
Wow. This has been a very Leo season episode of Media Munchies.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Do we have anything else to say?
Do we?
No, not that I can think of.
Except that this show was...
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. Now we're going to go back to watching only Canada's Drag Race, which...
Is the best show
which
on
is very
the planet.
Great.
Okay, can I just say...
Yeah, before we end, we're just going to talk about Canada's Drag Race. Yes.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Canada's Drag Race... 3 times better than the normal one. Well, not 3 times. Like, infinity times. Because, first of all, Fracker's not in there.
Yeah. Whenever I see RuPaul's face on it, I'm like, ugh. But I can tolerate it for a minute so I can just not see her face
also,
anymore.
Also, Brooklyn Heights, amazing.
She's great. But sometimes the judging on that show is just... I don't know what they're thinking.
The writing on the show, questionable. but what I will say is they are humble... They are very Canadian, and also...
They're humble except Jimbo.
Spoiler. Also, I want to say, we love Boyanka. And also...
Yeah,
also,
Priyanka,
also,
best queen.
Also want to say that the guest judges definitely have more fun on Canada's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah, because they get to walk the runway.
Narcissist RuPaul doesn't make it all about himself here.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't exist. What a parallel universe. It exists. Watch Canada's Drag Race.
Wow. And if that wasn't a good ad for it, I don't know what was. But anyways, yeah, this has been our episode about All-Stars 5 and slightly Season 12 as well.
Yeah.
You know, we mentioned Crystal and Jada. But anyways, we love Drag Race. We're big fans. And this... was a very good season. All-Stars 4, not as good, but I think they really picked it up. And
also, can I just say something? I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, but it's worth it.
What?
I don't think this would have been as fun if I hadn't watched it with you, because you really make, like, mundane shit
okay.
so much.
Okay, now I don't mind you interrupting me.
It was so nice. You make everything so much fun to watch, and it, like, gives me patience to sit through things I normally don't sit through.
Wow.
So, thank you.
Well, yeah.
It's always the company.
Course.
Watch it with, like, people that genuinely enjoy the show.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
It obviously makes it more fun because you can talk to them and talk about, like, your opinions. Sorry, I'm obsessed with... That's why I have a podcast, to express my opinions, because they need to be heard. I'm an Aries and a Taurus. I'm an Aries moon and a Taurus. But anyways, yeah. So, All Stars 5, I'm hoping that they'll maybe release All Stars seasons less frequently so we can really enjoy them. And I hope they keep on the same good path they're heading on in terms of All Stars seasons. Because I think All Stars 5 was really great.
Yeah, it was. Hands down. And nobody can get Melinard now. So
yeah.
That's good. So I think we're done.
Yeah, so I guess we're done. I was just trying to think of somebody who I want to be on All Stars 6, but I don't know.
Right now.
Crystal Method for All Stars 6.
Oh my god, yes. I will sign that petition right the fuck now. Also, bring back Manila. Why? Bring back Manila.
For, like, the fourth chance.
Why are you calling her out? When did she come back?
Season 3. All Stars 1.
She All was Stars. Back on one?
Yeah, she was on All Stars 1. That was the whole thing.
I didn't see it.
All Stars 1 sucked because she went home second. With Latrice, because they were on a team together.
Oh, no.
And it was like, damn.
That would have been
Because the thing was, like, season 4 was kind of sucky. If Latrice was the best of season 4, or one of the best, it's like, what does that say about season 4? Like, Sharon was okay, but...
Shade.
Anyways.
This is it. And Aries not keeping things to themselves
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, exactly. My Aries moon has jumped out.
Do you know that...
I understand you, Miss Cracker.
Latrice's fans could probably kill us for saying shit like this. And also the amount of people that I've shaded, I'm probably going to die too.
Yeah, I mean, but who are India Ferrer's fans? Anyways. Sorry. To end on a shady note, I think is the best way to end the episode about All Stars 5, if yeah. I do say so myself.
Yes.
And the right shady, not the Blair St. Clair shady. If you know what I mean. And this has been Logan
and Gowdy
signing off with Media Munchies.